Hey, Daryl, man, I have an idea.
Oh, really? What's up?
I love our conversations, man, when we be FaceTiming and all that, but I think you should start a podcast, dog.
A podcast?
Really? Wow. Why would you think of that?
Well, me and my nigga, boy, I think you should do a podcast because the people want to hear what you be talking about, dawg. We be talking about some deep ass shit, dawg.
I mean, yeah, we do talk about some deep topics, man. You know, consciousness, all that stuff.
Yeah, but what I think you really are special in, my dawg, is the aspect of making all this knowledge interesting, my dawg. Before you, my nigga, I wasn't even focused on no consciousness, you know what I mean? I was just focused on the motherfucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I do understand what you mean. What do you think I should call it?
I don't know, man. I think you should hit up someone. Maybe someone will tell you what you should name the podcast. I just want to tell you that I feel like you should have a podcast.
Oh, well, thank you, man. I appreciate you guiding me in the right direction, man. I appreciate that love, family.
Oh, yeah.
2 days later.
Doop, 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 doop. Oh, look, a text from Dante. Let me see what it says. Hey, Dante.
Wow. What are you talking about, bro?
Hey, dude. I think you should do a podcast called Daryl Unleashed.
Wow, Dante, what happened to your voice?
Don't worry about that, man. You should call that shit Daryl Unleashed, though.
Daryl Unleashed. I like the ring to it. Definitely feels like freedom.
Wow. Thank you for your contribution, man. I absolutely appreciate that shit, family.
Yeah, man. Love you, bro.
Oh, I love you too, brother.
Daryl Unleashed. So, I should basically just talk about what I already talk about.
What a revelation. Oh my god. I should treat this like I'm just by myself in a room with a Yeti microphone and no one's watching me. And I should release it for public consumption because niggas fuck with me.
Oh, snap. I think we on to something, cuh.
Welcome to Daryl Unleashed.
Hey.
So, pretty much that sums up what's gonna happen. What I want you to realize is you're awesome, okay? I don't think people tell people that enough these days. You're actually pretty awesome, dude. I would go so far to say you are pretty fucking awesome. Because that's true, man. You know? It's actually true, man. Not Truman like Jim Carrey, but could be. But you are just amazing. And let me give you a context of why you're so awesome, right? Out of all these people here on Earth, out of 7 billion people, you chose your physical form and your physical body for a particular set of reasons. And it would be amazing to understand this on a deep level that you are here because you are meaningful, purposeful, intentful. You have a purpose. And that's something that I just realized this morning, man. I woke up in my bed is covered from fractal bed sheets, you know what I'm saying, some fractal bed sheets, and I woke up this morning, man, just looking for my phone, right, because, you know, the common habit when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you look for is your phone, man. Couldn't find that motherfucker. I said, god damn. So, you know what I did instead, man? Decided to go inward. You know, started praying. I don't normally pray, but I prayed this morning, you know. And I was asking God. I said, God, I want a life change. I want something that's going to move me into the right direction.
something that's kind of easy to do, something that I already know how to do, and don't have to take a huge learning curve in learning how to do it. I don't want to make a lot of money, right? I want to make a lot of money, man. I want to make a lot of money, man. So then, as I was praying to God, you know, I grabbed a notebook, and, I took a pen and started writing down some stuff. I'm going to read to you what I wrote down. First thing I wrote down was step one, because I had the idea that I was going to be writing in like steps, you know, kind of like a manifestation guide. But I said step one is believe. And then I just started just writing, free-flowing writing, you know. But let's just think about that for a second, man. Step one is believe. Believe. How many times have we lost our faith in this world, man? I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the faith in who you are as a person. What you can do. Your abilities. Second thing was trust. Right? Have faith that God knows your prayer. That God knows your heart's desire. Have faith that something larger than life is on the way. When we have that feeling of positive expectation, I know for a fact that feeling is a direct manifestation of things unseen, of miracles unknown. Nothing is on accident. Everything is on divine's timing. God's plan. Cue God's plan. God's plan. God's plan. Alrighty then. My whole entire life is purposeful and meaningful. There is a meaning for my life, and there is a reason for me being here. And that's something that kind of got me stuck. For a while, I was thinking to myself, there is no meaning to life. Life is meaningless. Everything is neutral. And I was thinking that for a while, man. And I was saying to myself, I said, dude, this morning I was saying to myself, I was like, dude, life has a meaning. You know, this shit is meaningful, bro. I don't care what no one's talking about. It has a purpose. This is real, right? I mean, yeah, it is a hologram, but it's still like a real experience in a hologram. So, it's meaningful. It is meaningful, right? Like, why would you exist if you just were this floating plasma orb physical being, human thingy that has no purpose, floating on a planet in the middle of space? Like, bruh, come on, cuz. Are you possibly telling me that you have a brain, two legs, two arms, and a hand? Another hand, two ears, a nose, two eyes, a head, a neck, balls, a dick, a vajayjay, and you don't have a purpose or a meaning, huh? Now, I'm not saying that you have found the purpose, but just because you don't know what it is does not mean it doesn't exist, right? Yeah. So, I also wrote down here, man, I said life is supposed to be easy for, free-flowing and an overall amazing experience to be a part of. Wow, life is supposed to be good. We are supposed to have a great time. Learn how to be rich right now. I wrote that down. I said, act according to the blessing. Treat life like the blessing has already arrived. And that is a key point right there. Treat life like the blessing has already arrived. That point right there, brother. That's what we call the proverbial icing on the cake. You can have your cake and eat it too. Well, I'm about to eat this motherfucker right now. Well, yeah, man. What? Nah, I'll fuck it with you. But seriously, man. I mean, jokingly, seriously, man. This thing is awesome, man. Like, life. This whole life thing is awesome, dude. Just imagine.
One day you can be sitting around in your bedroom, not doing shit, and the next day you're active as fuck, and you're like, wow, I'm actually interacting and grooving in the mix with people and socializing, and I was in my bedroom for 4 years, now all of a sudden I have real life friends. You know, that stuff happens. That stuff is real. I know from personal experience. It actually happens. So, if you're feeling kind of low today, if you're feeling like, oh my god, man, life fucking sucks, man, then I feel you before, but right now, I don't feel that. Because I want you to rise to this level. I want you to rise your vibration. I want your frequency to go up, 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 up. So up in the sky that you're looking down and you're like, wow, I want to bring everyone with me. I love y'all so much. Send a huge heart's waves of love right at you right now. Cue the 432 hertz frequency. Yep, that frequency right there that's playing in the background. That's what I'm sending at you, man. That pure love. Send that pure resonance right at you. And I love you. Right? I may not know you, but I still love you. Mm-hmm. You're right in my heart chakra right here. Mm-hmm. I put a smiley face on top of my heart. I love you so much. But I hereby invite you to collaborate with me, man, on this show. If you want to be on the show, man, you know, just simply add me on Facebook. My name is Daryl Rich Bryan. You should see me by the happy black face that I have all the time. And you're going to give me a message in my DM and say to me,
hey, Daryl. Hey, yo, I heard that you wanted me to participate in the podcast, cuh.
And I will be like, yes, sir, of course you can participate in the podcast, cuh.
Oh, well, yeah, man, but yo, what am I say, though? What am I do, though?
And I can be like, well, sir, whatever you want. If you want to send me a voice note that's like, okay, you know, thank you for this, blah, blah, blah. If you want to send a voice note that's like, hey, man, I want to talk about this in the show, man. If you want to give me some advice on how to improve, send me a little advice, man. If you want to just talk to me just in general and just have a fun time with a fun, loving, higher consciousness being, then do that as well. Okay? First of all, I want to say thank you. I'm shaking your hand right now in the energetic field, right? I actually scratched that. I'm giving you a hug. Mwah. I also give you a kiss. Don't tell your wife, your husband. And also, what we're going to do from this point onward is we're going to connect, right? We're going to connect as soon as we can, as often as I possibly can. Be pumping out these episodes. We're going to connect. And, love you again. Peace, love, and light, family. And I will honestly see you soon. All right, guys.